88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up? It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose.
We know life is rough, and we know there will be pain. And whether that pain is at the hands of an enemy or at the hands of nature or time or disease, there will be pain. That's the way life is.
There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
You might even feel like there's no hope. But you know what? Doesn't matter. Keep fighting. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But that doesn't happen on its own. You have to choose to get stronger. Keep fighting, keep going, and don't give up, because the only real failure is actually giving up. And if you don't give up, you will win.
To know that your life is not over and the game does not stop just because you bruised your arm or you skinched your knee, to feel pain and rise up anyway and say, the fight is not lost just because I fell in the first round. The game is not lost just because I got tackled or ran into an opposition. And many of you have run into something, got some bruises and some cuts, and you're sitting on the sidelines nursing your wounds when you need to get back up again and get in the game.
Fight with a focus. That's looking beyond what's coming against you and looking toward what is within you, to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on, you need to remember, this is not your first rodeo, cowboy. This is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
You got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
You've heard the cliche, because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get. I'm an ordinary person, but I focused on my craft. I had a burning desire to be excellent. I love what I do. Sharing in my books and speaking is my oxygen. It's my DNA. 4 in the morning I get up and I'm working on my craft because I love it. I love it.
Love yourself enough to be honest with yourself. Like, for real, don't lie to yourself. In those 21 days, you're going to discover you. You're going to discover some strengths. You're going to discover some undeveloped strengths. I don't like to use negative terms. Some things that you need to work on. Look, love yourself enough to be honest with yourself.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have to change your life. That is, you gotta say, you know what, my body isn't there, I'm gonna go work out. My relationship isn't there, I'm gonna change it. You know, I'm not making what I gotta make, I'm gonna retool, I'm gonna get a new skill, I'm gonna go back to school, I'm gonna start a business, I'm gonna do something. You have to do something to change your life. Or, in order for you to be happy, if you can't change your life, you're gonna have to change your blueprint. Usually in life, it requires a little bit of each. Does that make sense? And if you change your life and change your blueprint, you can have an extraordinary life. Because all of us are going to have times in our life when what we want or think life should be like isn't going to match how life really is. Those moments, if we blame, our life goes into pain. If we change, we can change our life and match our blueprint. The fact that you're not happy has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. The fact that you're not happy is that your life doesn't match the way you think it should be. And you have some idea of how you think it should be.
Take care of your disciplines when the amounts are small. And then life will see to it that you get some extraordinary numbers to work with, like you saw the stories displayed here. Do not disregard the smallest of disciplines. Let us not neglect. Do not neglect the smallest of disciplines. And build on that foundation. And you can have everything you could possibly want. You say, well, what can I do about the upcoming winters of my life? The challenges that I know I'm going to face. Here's what you can do. You can get wiser and stronger and better. Just make a list of that trio of words. Wiser, stronger, better. Go home smarter than you came. Go home with more ideas than you came with. Next. Get stronger. You can develop the muscle. You can develop the courage muscle. You can develop the inspiration muscle. You can develop the dedication muscle. You can get stronger. There isn't anybody here that can't get stronger. Next time we see you, may not even recognize you. How strong you're going to be able to become in language, style, personality, the ability to cope, the ability to handle with anything that happens, no matter what happens. The key is not to wish for a better winter. The key is to wish for more strength, more wisdom, more courage, get better, get wiser, get stronger. And you've got to learn not only to nourish your values, you've got to learn to do battle with your enemies. Whatever threatens you, I'm asking you to threaten it back. Take care of your responsibility. But don't take anything off of anybody. Somebody wants to destroy your chances for a good future by their negative talk, negative thinking, putting it all down. I'm telling you, walk away if you have to. Walk away. Whatever threatens you, threaten it back. Whatever threatens your opportunity, threaten it back.
Until you learn how to master your mindset by recognizing what's holding you back, the real reasons that you're not taking the actions that you need to take, and learn how to reframe them in the right part of your brain so you can override the messaging signal from the amygdala, the fear center, the emotional center of the brain, to the part of the brain that's responsible for taking action, you're never going to achieve your goals. So whether you have doubts or fears or anxieties, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of losing your job, fear of losing your home, fear of losing your money, you have to understand that just like a car has a light that pops up on the dashboard when something's wrong in the engine, you have an emotion that is your signal to let you know whether you're feeling good or not, whether you're comfortable or not, whether you have certainty or not, whether you have confidence or not. And if you're lacking the confidence and the certainty, it's going to cause doubt. If you're going to have doubt, it may cause anxiety. And as soon as that sets into the brain, in a nanosecond, your ability to take action is like having one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. There's going to be a lot of movement going on in the tires, but you're really not going to get anywhere. So the first thing I want you to do is write down what's really holding you back. Why aren't you really, get clear, get deep, why aren't you really taking action towards any of your goals, health goals, financial goals, business goals, whatever goals you have? Write that down and ask yourself, is this real? Is this imagined? Is it a probability or is it a possibility? What you'll find, for the most part, is the negative consequence is a possibility. And as soon as you buy into that possibility, you're going to do everything possible to run away, to fight, freeze, or fight that feeling. But when you learn how to switch your brain from recognizing what's holding you back to reframing the possibility to from the probability to just a normal possibility, you start to activate different parts of your brain that start showing you the solutions to how to overcome the fear, how to overcome the risk, how to overcome the possible negative consequence. And then what happens is the amygdala, the part of your brain that's responsible to protect you and to keep you safe, the firing threshold of that signal gets lowered. The message to the motor cortex doesn't get sent, so you start to take action. And third, what is happening is that your left prefrontal cortex, the CEO, the genius part of your brain, starts to think about ways that you can actually take action and do it faster and easier and better. It starts to change what you see. It starts to change your vibration. And now you start to have a lot more control over not just having goals and having strategies and plans, but getting yourself to take action.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.